Next is the storm scale evolution of a dry microburst as seen by a multi-product cross-section from KRIW. It's a Riverton, Wyoming radar. There were two storms initially just northeast of the radar. The second one shown here is the one that ultimately came severe. You can see the warning polygon issued out of WFO Riverton. The microburst producing storm initially produced an elevated core structure as shown in this static four-panel cross-section at 2130Z. This is figure 7-40 in the student guide. Note the development of a 30 to 35 dBZ core 15 to 24,000 feet above the surface. This core of frozen precipitation eventually descended and sublimated just below the LCL. Radial convergence was weak, 25-30 knots, as is typical for most dry microbursts. The ZDR column was apparent, extending down to the surface and simultaneously weakening slightly prior to microburst impact. KDP showed larger values in the core, indicative of some intense rainfall. The loop, which will pop up in a separate window when you advance to the next slide, shows the core descending through the melting layer. Monitoring the descent of this reflectivity core helps provide some lead time of a dry microburst.